First things first, we do say hello to the star of the show and the man of the hour, Mr. Tom Fortino. Tom, it's great to be with you, sir. Hey, how are you today?
Great to be here. Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You and I were just talking off air. It's just, we always seem to talk about how fast time is going, and I'm seeing the Christmas commercials on TV already. Can you believe it?
Hey, we're in the fourth quarter, and maybe we'll take an analogy from the football world. Fourth quarter, man, it's serious. And certainly the fourth quarter for those out there, and maybe we'll talk about a little bit about this today, is, you know, we're getting up against the end of the year, and there's some things you're going to need to do. You have until the end of the year to do. And if you don't do them, well, that could be a problem. So we'll cover some of those ideas as well.
And still a great opportunity for our listeners, Tom, to sort of get a jump on, I'm going to call it rush hour, for lack of a better term. You know, sure. November, December gets very, very busy in the financial world. So still an opportunity to get on your calendar now before things really fill up in a hurry the next couple of months, right?
Yeah, it does get busy. And I know just psychologically we shut down, and I get it, as when the holidays come down. So like you said, you know, we put off by nature. We're procrastinators. I think one of the topics we're going to talk about, which certainly relates to the end of the year, is Roth conversions, getting money into tax-free. You know, we're big proponents of tax-forward tax planning, getting you to tax-free. Those are one of the ideas we're going to talk about, especially with the big, beautiful bill, with the lower deduction, or the higher deductions. Really, there's opportunities you can take advantage of. We'll get in those today, but certainly we want to do it before year-end.
If you'd like to get a jump on that year-end financial planning, folks, keep this number handy, 630-864-6711. That's how you can reach Tom Fortino and the team at the Alpha Wealth Group, 630-864-6711. Maybe you're tuned in today and you're thinking, I'll get to that next month. I'll get to that eventually. Well, again, an opportunity to get a jump on the end-of-the-year financial planning right now, 630-864-6711. So, Tom, I want to throw a number out here for you. As of last month, according to the Wall Street Journal, U.S. investors are holding a record $7.7 trillion, and that's with a T, $7.7 trillion in money market funds, thanks to higher rates. However, investment manager Michael Kantrowitz recently told Fox Business that might have to make a decision on where to put that money in the not too distant future.
Cash is, of course, an alternative now with where interest rates are. They're well off of zero. So it is appropriate that for many different reasons, people hold liquid cash investments, not only for near-term use, but also to gain some income. And that yield is well above many stocks that pay dividends in the S&P 500 or below. But if interest rates do continue to come down, then that money will probably be put somewhere else.
All right. So, Tom, the question becomes, if that happens, what are the options? Are there better places for our listeners to put that cash?
Well, the short answer is yes. There's an adage that it says, well, no one ever got rich investing in their savings accounts, right?
Right.
And so, look, that's a little bit flip, but my point is, we're looking at interest rates, and I get it. They've been higher than they have been in recent years. The Fed cut rates last month. The idea is they're going to cut them again in October. We're talking about more rate cuts, and we're starting to see some of these rates come down a little bit. So you just don't want to sit there and wait until it's too late. So the probability, this is my opinion now, rates are going to be coming down. And so if you're sitting on money in cash, you know, what are the reasons you're doing that? And you have to think about the opportunity costs of that. Number one, the lower returns. Cash typically earns lower interest rates. If you think about it, the S&P, over the past 5 years, is up 100%. You certainly didn't do that in cash. The other thing is just year to date. You know, if you say we're up 12, 13%, you might be up 2% in a money market or in some type of cash position. So we just really have to understand. And then there's more inflation risk, right? Because now what is your real return? If you're just keeping up with inflation, your real return is zero or maybe even negative in some cases. So it's really critical. And I get it. Look, there's sometimes these psychological barriers. So what are the options and what are some things that you can do? The first thing is, what are you looking for? So if someone comes into my office and I see they have a large cash position, whether it's in money markets or in CDs or in savings or checking, my first question is, what are your goals? Right. Right. And he referenced, look, I have to have cash. So when the water heater goes out, I got to fix my car, whatever the thing may be, I need liquidity. But are you looking for liquidity, safety, growth? What is it you're looking for? So there are options out there that are available to you. And I would say to anyone out there, I'll just make this offer. And I'm going to give you some ideas. If you want to talk about some of these ideas, you know, just pick up the phone and give us a call. We can even chat for 15 minutes. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, and you can schedule a time right on there. But let's just talk about some things. You know, if you're looking at money markets and the 10-year treasury is about 4%, money markets are going below that. CDs are coming down. There's some ideas out there where you can get some growth or you can get higher interest. So if you're looking for this to create income, which was referenced in that bite you just played, that clip, I should say, you know, in our income pieces, we typically try to get around a 6% yield. I mean, that's the goal. And so if you're trying to create income, what if you could create 50% more income? You may have heard other people talk about these. There's structured notes out there. There's more to it. You should learn about these. Those can yield anywhere from 8-9%. Maybe that's part of your income piece. There's also what are called buffered ETFs. And you may want to look at some of these things where if you're a little shy of, again, I made the comment before, Kevin, what's your goal? Mm-hmm. Are you trying to get a little bit of growth on it? Here's two ideas. Look at buffered ETFs. Those are something you can use. They buffer on the down. In other words, there's downside protection, but you still have upside growth. You could make, you know, potentially in some of these 10% a year. The market's up. Fixed indexed annuities. We hear people talk about those. That's another option for money. Again, if your goal is like, you know, I want some principal protection, but I also want to try to get some growth. Some of these are giving up to 10% a year. So, you know, think about that. Over the past year, you'd be up 10%. That's just because I'm saying it's tied to the S&P. Mm-hmm. And that money's locked in. So there's multiple ideas here for you to start to put money to work for you. So again, these issues of opportunity costs, low returns, inflation risk, we're starting to minimize or reduce some of those because over time they just magnify and they can impact our retirement planning. So I said, there's other ideas. For those of you that want to take a look at these ideas, just give us a call at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. And we can just chat about it. Or if you want to even come in, I'll show you a number of different ideas. And we can, you know, again, I know there's some barriers here maybe, but psychologically, but maybe if you heard some of these ideas, we can put your money to work, as I said. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, and go to my calendar if you want to schedule, again, a time just to chat. We can go through a number of different ideas for you, and I think it'll put you in a much better position.
And there's no cost or obligation to have those conversations, right, Tom? So for listeners, yeah. I know we have a lot of loyal listeners out there. They tune in each and every week, and they hear us say it, and maybe they've been putting it off. Again, no cost, no obligation. Have that 15, 20-minute conversation. You know, maybe figure out a way to put that money to work a little bit harder for you when it comes to planning for your future, right?
Absolutely. I mean, look, it's kind of like chicken soup. It can't hurt. You know, you learn some ideas. You know, if you're not getting these ideas from, you know, if you're working with someone, that's why we want to provide you with these things so you can evaluate them. And again, put yourself in a better position. You talked about procrastination earlier, Kevin. Mm-hmm. You know, and I get it. Again, some people are sitting on cash because that's that comfort zone. But if you learn about some ideas and say, hey, I can still look, you don't want to go backwards. I get it. But what if there are ways to go forwards and have a better situation where you get your money growing for you with minimal or no risk? And that's possible.
So, Tom, our loyal listeners hear us talk about Roth conversions often on this show. And certainly we know that's a smart way to control taxes in the future. And thanks to the One Big Beautiful Bill, those low tax rates we've enjoyed since 2017 will continue. However, an article I read at Kiplinger.com said this strategy is no longer a quote, slam dunk. Mm-hmm. So can you explain exactly what they're talking about? And I guess more importantly, further the conversation of why Roth conversions aren't a DIY type project.
Well, I would just say it's never a slam dunk. You know, you really want to understand. This really gets back to any time we cover topics, Kevin, and we're going to talk about Social Security, I think, down in a little bit here. We're going to talk about some other areas because we do cover everything from tax to investments to estate planning. That's what we do as a firm at the Alpha Wealth Group, okay? Different by design, we say it. But we always have to be careful about opinions. When someone says, let's do this, do a Roth conversion. Well, let's hold on a minute. Let's understand what that means. And so I'm a big proponent of Roth conversions. You know, at our firm, we do forward tax planning. You know, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do manage portfolios, but, you know, and I think we do a good job, but, you know, I look at my clients' tax returns. I had a meeting, I don't know how many meetings this week. They bring in tax returns. I can see where your marginal tax bracket is. I can see how much of your Social Security is being taxed. I can see, you know, if you're creating income that you don't use and you're paying taxes on. So if your advisors aren't looking at this, you know, there's probably something that's being missed. Okay, it's not disparaging, but you know, you want to understand. We talk about tax efficiency. We talk about getting to tax free. In fact, we have a report on our website. It's part of our library, and this is part of our goal to educate and inform. This is just one idea out of seven to getting to tax free. So if you want that report, you can go to alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, and download that report. I'll talk about one of these ideas, which is Roth conversions. It's a pretty simple idea. It's taking money from forever taxed to never taxed. It's taking money from traditional IRAs to a Roth IRA. It's called a Roth IRA conversion. Now, you can do, I talked about these rules before, Kevin, you can do any amount at any time at any age. It doesn't matter. I don't care if you're 50 or 90, you can do a Roth conversion. I don't care if you do 100,000 or a million, you can do that. And so just understand that. Now, getting the slam dunk part of the smart way to approach it, we always look at the smart way, of course, and being strategic. So if you have $100,000, it's just an example in an IRA, you can convert every penny tomorrow. You can do it. You move it from one account to the other. You will get a 1099 in January, which says you are on $100,000. So I'm giving you the mechanics of it. Now, what if you did $20,000 instead, or $10,000 a year for 10 years? Because if you look at your marginal tax brackets, you don't want to go into a 32%. You know, from a 24 to a 32. Now I have to pay 8% more, or from a 12 to a 22. Those are these tax brackets. And so I get a little animated about this, Kevin, because we do this for our clients. I've had 3-4 conversations this week about Roth conversions on top of just Roth IRA contributions. And maybe we can get into a couple other ideas. But again, you want to be strategic about this by moving the money over into a Roth. So let's talk about the strategy here. But I also want you to understand, if the money stays in the IRA, it continues to grow. Every penny on it is taxable, whatever the tax rate is in the future. And we don't know if tax rates are going up in the future, but if they do, you're going to even pay more on that. You have required minimum distributions at a certain age. To the extent you don't pay the taxes on it, your spouse will pay the taxes on it. It's used in your calculation for determining how much of your Social Security is taxable and what your Medicare premiums are. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, if it's in a Roth, all of those things go away. It is tax-free forever. The tax rate on it is always zero. There's no required minimum distributions. It doesn't tax your Social Security. It isn't used in the Medicare premium, and it goes to your spouse and children tax-free. Okay. I hope I'm making my point here, is why are we not doing more forward tax planning? Moreover, and in the second place, as we like to say, when you're looking at doing these things, we have these opportunities. Kevin, we're having this conversation. It's like, oh my God, we're already in the fourth quarter. We're in October already. Well, guess what? You have until the end of the year. I mentioned being strategic. If you don't do it this year, you're going to lose a year to do it. And so if December 31st comes and goes, in addition to that, keep in mind with the Big Beautiful Bill Act, if you're 65 or older, you have another $6,000 standard deduction, okay? So now you have $6,000 more you can take off of your taxable income. Why don't we take advantage of that? We have and move more to the Roth. You've also got, again, I don't want to get too many deep into the weeds, but hopefully you're seeing how we approach this with our clients. Not just investing for them and helping do retirement planning, but tax planning, one of the most overlooked areas, I think. We have charitable contributions. If you don't itemize, you're able to do charitable above-the-line deductions. That could be another $2,000 you get to deduct. On top of that, we have what are called SALT, the caps, the state and local tax on your itemized deductions. That's now been raised to $40,000. Okay, I'll stop. But my point is, how many of you are taking a look at this, moving that money, because you may have opportunities here, lower tax brackets that are locked in, higher deductions that now are available to you, get more money to tax free. And so then down the road, you may now get more of your Social Security tax free, your Medicare premiums may be lower, you may be able to pass on more to your spouse and children tax free. This is what it's all about. And then minimize the exposure to the threat of higher tax rates. That's just one idea. And I said, you know, I had a conversation with someone just this week. They capped out on their 401k, $31,000 over age 50. I said, why don't you put more money into the, he's been doing it, which is great. He's putting more money in after tax, plus he's taking advantage of the Roth 401k. Those are all separate from, and then his wife, we talked about doing Roth IRA contributions. All of these are independent of each other. So you can do a Roth IRA contribution, $8,000 per person. You can do a Roth 401k. You can do a Roth conversion, you know. And it gets exciting because guess what? Now when you look, I said before, look at your 401k statement or traditional IRA and now subtract 25%. How does that make you feel?
Yeah.
Well, what if we could subtract zero? Every penny is yours down the road. It's just, it's very, very empowering. And the bottom line is you keep more money in your pocket and you kind of you remove your partner, Uncle Sam.
Yeah. And let me ask you this, too. Is this sort of a situation where timing really is everything? You know, you do those conversions, whether it's maybe in lower income years or certainly before those RMDs kick in, right?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Kevin, because there is some timing here, because I give the example. It's not just, you know, trying to do it strategically over time and don't procrastinate and don't wait till the end of this year. Let's look at it this year. Can we start the process?
Mm-hmm.
And then where do you stand? For example, I know we're going to talk about Social Security, so stick around. You know, stay tuned. We're going to get into that. But if you think about, if you're deferring Social Security to 70, let's say now you maximize your Social Security benefit. In the meantime, sometimes they call it the sweet spot. We're doing Roth conversions. And so now by the time we get to that age where our Social Security kicks in, what have we accomplished? We've maximized our benefit. We've gotten more of it tax-free. And then certainly when we get to RMDs, required minimum distributions, we have more tax control down the road because our required minimum distributions are lower or eliminated. So I hope I've answered your question.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
So yes, the timing is important, and the time is, you know, as soon as possible to take a look at this. And, you know, these are things that you can incorporate into your planning, because as we use the reference, Kevin, forward tax planning. You know, I would like to say, you know, 5 years down the road, well, actually immediately, but certainly down the road, you're going to say, man, I'm glad I did this and I started this now.
So, Tom, again, loyal listeners, they hear us talk a lot about income. They hear us talk a lot about Roth conversions, and Social Security is certainly another hot button topic, probably something we talk about just about every single week on this show, don't we?
Well, you know, it's an important part. It's one of those guaranteed income streams. It's a piece of that income plan, and it's an irrevocable decision. It's a claiming strategy, and it's critical to your overall planning, and especially now as we see 10,000 people a day turning 65. The baby boomer generation, that'll happen up until 2029. So, yeah, kind of an important topic.
No doubt about it. Well, we know that trying to figure out when someone should take Social Security, that can be complex enough. But what about adding a spouse who maybe is of a different age and is no longer working? Well, now we're just talking about those claiming possibilities getting even more and more complicated. So, Tom, talk to the listeners out there. What should they really know about spousal Social Security benefits? And this, and more importantly, is this something you can help our listeners with?
Well, the short answer is yes. I mean, when it comes down to Social Security claiming strategies, you know, we talked in the last segment about trying to get more of it tax-free. Yeah, that's important. The other part of it is our claiming strategies and all the rules that are involved. I mean, I've mentioned Lawrence Kotlikoff. He's a Boston University professor, considered an expert on Social Security. He's testified before Congress before. He's got a great book, by the way, called Get What's Yours. Get What's Yours. That's on Social Security. He says there's over 2,700 rules in the Social Security handbook, and they're written in a way that makes a regular person kind of fly blind when it comes to collecting these Social Security benefits because they're so complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll make my point in a second here, but it's important. We're living longer than ever. We've got to talk about the inflation risk we get into. If we're married, that's another thing that we want to talk about, spousal benefits. And so this is something we go through. I'm going to give you three examples. I had meetings just in the past couple of weeks where this came up. So I'm going to give specific examples. But I think when we start going through some of these rules, we always say, hey, can we provide clarity so you can make an informed decision? First of all, your benefit, okay, when you take it at age 62. And there was an example here. I read this Wall Street Journal article. Why delaying your Social Security benefits may or may not make sense. And most people don't wait till 70, but if at 62 your benefit, this in this example, was $25,000, at 67 it was $36,000, and at 70 it was $44,000. You see those differences? So just that alone to understand how impactful it can be from age 62 to 70, you're talking about going from $25,000 to $44,000 a year. Now, you're delaying it, you're not taking it, but when it comes to when you're married, why is that important? Because keep in mind, that larger benefit goes to your spouse as the survivor if it's the higher benefit. So we really want to give some thought. I know people say, I'm going to lock into it because someone gave me some advice. But keep in mind, if you're locking into a lower benefit, and this is why this is important, not only do you reduce your monthly income, right?
Mm-hmm.
You also have lower lifetime earnings because as the, you know, they have what they call these cost of living, which, by the way, is going to come out in October, where it increases by a certain amount every year. And then, of course, it impacts as your spousal benefits. So you have what are called spousal benefits. You have survivor benefits. You have actually divorced spousal benefits. And so you can get into all of these different rules. And this is why I mean it gets complicated. So understand that a spousal benefit, so everyone has a retirement benefit, a spousal benefit if you're married. Most people take the retirement benefit because it's higher. My benefit's $3,000. I'm going to take it as my spousal benefit's $2,000. Of course, I'm going to take my benefit. But we just want to understand. And also, I don't want to make it more complicated. We have the Social Security Fairness Act that came in. Okay, I had a meeting earlier this week, and I had a client. In fact, there's two meetings I had. One, the client was a police officer, Chicago police officer. Okay, he did not, you know, they had what was called this windfall provision and pension offset. So meant he was not going to get any of a spousal benefit, zero. Well, now with the Social Security Fairness Act, he can get up to half of his wife's benefit or some of his, you know, benefit too. And so this was an option. I also I have a client that's a school teacher. Their spouse is a school teacher. They now can get up to half of the client. So, for example, the example I gave in this client, the Wall Street Journal article, the benefit was $36,000 for this individual. It's 67. That's full retirement age for this person. The spousal benefit is half of that, $18,000. So think about that. $36,000 for the individual, his retirement benefit or her retirement benefit, the spouse would get half that $18,000. Combined, they're going to get $54,000 of income. So I just want you to understand the spousal benefit does not impact your retirement benefit. And so it's important to understand how that works. You can even, so what we do is we do a Social Security analysis. So I'll just mention that. You can also take your spousal benefit and defer your retirement benefit. And so there's all these different ideas at age 67, your full retirement age. You can you have some options. So we really want to understand what our options are. We do a Social Security analysis for you. We run it two and three different ways so you can see the numbers. Opinion isn't involved because now you see the numbers. Okay. So for anyone that wants to do that, just like we talked about, Kevin, we talked about Roth conversions. And, you know, it's interesting how these things fit together. And Social Security claiming strategies. Those are things that we can help you with. I'm happy to do a Social Security analysis if you just want to schedule a time to chat about these options, because everybody's situation is different, right? No perfect answer. But wouldn't you feel a lot better if you looked at the different options and actually understood what those options were and you can make an informed decision? So if you want to look at these, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. And we can schedule a time just to chat about them. I'll walk through them. And if you want, if you just provide us with your Social Security benefits, I can run a report for you, which will show you what happens if you take it at 67. What happens if you wait till 70? What happens if one spouse defers and the other takes? You know, these are ways that you can do it and try to optimize. And then you have this income piece coming in. Social Security is only one piece of it. But if you have the income coming in, then you can start to have a clear path. You know, psychologically, be in a better spot where maybe you start enjoying your retirement because you know the income's coming in.
Let me ask you this too, Tom. When it comes to, you know, spousal benefits, you know, especially if one of the two partners, you know, earned significantly less, maybe one partner didn't work. Are there common misconceptions when it comes to these types of benefits as well?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things. Number one, as I said, some people say, so if, you know, do I get both benefits? In other words, and I just talked about that.
Yeah.
You do get, the spouse gets their 50%. Now, one thing I will say, it's of your full retirement age. So if 67 is your full retirement age benefit, you can defer till 70. Social Security continues to increase by 8% all the way to 70. Even if you defer till 70, so if your benefit goes from 36,000 up to 44,000, it's still based on the maximum spousal benefit is the benefit at full retirement age, at age 67, it doesn't increase from there. So, you know, it's not going to get higher beyond age 67. So I just want you to be aware of that. Again, how do you optimize the spousal benefit? And by the way, as I said, you do get it in addition to the other spouse's retirement benefits. So you add those two up and you may be surprised. So this is why it's important to understand, how does that spousal benefit work? I'll mention the divorce spousal benefit. If you've been married for 10 years and you've been divorced for more than two, you can take a divorce spousal benefit as though it was as though you were still married. So I just, and then, you know, to maybe defer your retirement benefit. There's so many rules here, but understanding them, because, you know, you don't want to shortchange yourself.
No question about it. We know there's over 500 different ways you can claim Social Security, and now spousal Social Security benefits even more complicated, or maybe it feels more complicated for those folks listening today. Last thing you want to do is leave money on the table, folks. That's why Tom Fortino and the team at the Alpha Wealth Group, they are here to help. So, Tom, when I see a story like this, it kind of makes me smile a little bit, knowing that even Hollywood celebrities, they deal with money troubles from time to time. But for folks who are listening today, they're nearing retirement. They want more predictable incomes. Mm-hmm. So how would you answer that one?
Yeah, I would also argue that for Waterworld, we should actually be receiving residual checks from him. No, I'm just kidding. No, he's a good guy and has done some good stuff. But, yeah. You know, we talk about this. Like, I mean, you know, you probably, you know, there's other people talking about income planning. And then we talk about, you know, it's not about a product. It's not about any one thing. It's just about creating this income plan. Look, we spent time on Social Security previously, Kevin. We talked about what claiming strategy can we use to try to maximize our benefit. I've quoted that Forbes study that, you know, the average person, 96%, I think, leave over $100,000 on the table. And I mentioned running that analysis for anybody who wants to do it. It's interesting. I'll show two or three different claiming strategies, mm-hmm. and there'll be differences of hundreds of thousands of dollars over a lifetime. And so I always say, look, the risk isn't dying. The risk is living. Mm-hmm. So we want to try to create this income, right? We're living longer than ever. I mentioned the issues with inflation. Certainly, if you're married, how do you protect the spouse? Because then we have to say, what if I pass away? Well, Social Security goes away. A pension can be reduced. They could be in a higher tax bracket. So all the things we've talked about today, Kevin, come into that: reducing taxes, getting to tax-free, maximizing income. And when that stuff starts working together, and that's how we approach it. So when you're looking at income, and I'll just one other comment, you know, maybe the most important risk, and maybe it gets too little attention, we've talked about this before, Kevin, is the psychology of how people, you know, won't spend. Mm-hmm. And then there's missed opportunities. And that's really, it's kind of heart-wrenching. But when you have steady income, you know, coming in, there was a study. It was done by the Retirement Income Institute. It found that retirees spend about 80% of their guaranteed income, such as Social Security, pensions, and annuities, but only spend about 50% of their portfolio income because, you know, that's that psychology thing. I'm going to start taking money out of this pot. And that's why it's so, there's so many levels to this of why when we just, hey, it's income spending or having an income plan. Well, it's more than that. And that's why when we talk about our five pillars, the retirement roadmap and the five steps to a stress-free retirement, number one is income. Okay. And then it's taxes. And then it's having an investment plan. And there's other things, an estate and a legacy plan. There's the blueprint, and that's on our website, too, if anyone wants to download that retirement roadmap, the five simple steps to a stress-free retirement. That's the process. That's the blueprint. That's how I pay. Describe it. But the first step is, what if we could create all the income we need in retirement? And so, okay, Social Security is one piece of that because the expenses don't go away, mm-hmm. right? You know, whether it's the mortgage or property taxes or both, you know, clothing, travel, certainly, the things we want to do. Well, that's why when we create these income plans, you know, again, it puts you in a much better position. And so the one thing is the Social Security. Okay, check. We're going to do that. Now let's talk about these other pieces. Your pension plan. I had someone just recently, we went in and got the information on their pension plan. We contacted the provider. Now we're going to look at the options. Again, that's an irrevocable decision. What is the survivor benefit? So some of these things I would tell people to do, and this is in the reports, creating an income plan. We also include the budget worksheets so you can start to an income source worksheets. This is now you're mapping it all out. And so those are available to you. We can send them out to you. I'll send you out these worksheets. They're downloadable. You can update them and change them. You can give us a call, plus all the ways of creating income, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711 for that income planning packet. But part of that process is not just figuring out, knowing your numbers, as I mentioned, the expenses don't go away. Mm-hmm. What do you need? That's one thing. You're going to find out, you're going to uncover numbers you were probably unaware of. Secondly, so okay, I know what I need. What do I have coming in? Go to SSA.gov, get your benefits, your spouse's benefits. Do you have a pension? Start stacking these things up. And I've said this before, too. Feeling wealthy in retirement typically comes down to one thing: having more income than expenses. And then that what I talked about, that risk that we talk about, the psychology of having the income. Imagine if you have these checks coming in every month, right? And I still have my investments there too, where if I need $10,000 or $20,000 or whatever, I pull that money out. I've transferred the market risk. I've transferred the longevity risk. Now I have a solid income plan that creates income. That's why I offered the income planning packet, which you can get, and we'll send it out to you. Or if you want to schedule a time to come in, you can go to our website or give us a call. We'll put an entire income plan together for you. We'll take a look in the investments, too. We'll talk about tax planning. But you see, just in this time we've spoken, Kevin, about creating income you can't outlive, minimizing the taxes on it, having a smart investment plan so there's monies there that you can pull out and do the things you want. Plus, if there's a legacy and you leave them to your children and grandchildren, that's planning, and yeah, that's a good thing. And so this is why I get maybe a little excited or animated. But this is this income planning piece, and certainly give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Schedule a time. Again, if you just want to start with a phone call, we can do that. It will be time well spent. I'm very informal, if you can tell. It will be worthwhile, and it'll be good. I think we can, like I say, at a minimum, you're going to come away with some good ideas, and I think lower stress and a knowledge of where things stand.
630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Again, that website is alphawealthgroup.com.
1408 is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.